Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Good afternoon. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Well, war in Eastern Europe, possible nuclear conflict, all these different threats to national security, possibility of a frozen 2024 election season, accelerated conflict in the Middle East. China has her eyes on Taiwan, but just off the coast of China, between Taiwan and the mainland, there are two little islands. America had to put military personnel on those islands to just let China know that we will be involved. We will do what is necessary to limit China's expansion into the ocean. Stock market problems. We have this great vacuum in America and a great sucking sound bringing in immigrants. And they're the best that the other nations can offer. We're bringing in the best of the best. The best thieves. There was these young people in South American countries can get a 90-day visa. They fly into this country, fly into California, and they target the wealthy areas around Beverly Hills. And what they do is they come in, go into these wealthy mansions, steal jewelry, whatever they can, and hopefully they don't get caught. They already have a group of people that will take what they steal. Then they flee back to South America and wait and come up on a 90-day visa and do the same thing over and over again. So we get the very best criminals coming into this country. They're given 90-day visas. They can murder, rape, steal, and they're free to go home. Go back to the countries that they come from. Give us your huddled masses of murderers, thieves, rapists. We'll take them in. America. Amaruca. The land of the plumed serpent. The people that are coming from all over the world. The armies that are coming. It's in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 51. One of the punishments of a great empire in the years before Christ returns, especially the last decade. This great nation, the great empire, a society, a nation like no other nation in mankind's history. The punishment will be armies invading. Young people from the nations coming in to strip the land of its riches. This is the punishment of a nation that turns its back on God, denies the existence of God, refuses to believe laws of God, the laws of conscience. And it's the people that have been voted in to the capital that are to protect the country and the people of the country. Well, they'll protect the power structure of the company, of the country. They will not protect the people of the country. They will protect the rulers of empire, the wealthy people of empire. They won't protect the people of the land. This is another threat to national security. What is developing is a perfect storm. We have a perfect storm in the United States of America. And the consequences of this perfect storm is going to be a coming, I guess the word would be dictatorship. The consequences are going to be the dismissal or the destruction, the constitution of this country is worthless, will become void, nullified, powerless. This is the direction we're going. We've been going this direction for decades, but with the bringing in of a imposter president, the country is under a curse by the God of heaven, and there is no way to reverse the punishment that's coming to this country, and the recipients of the hardships are the American people. Not the elected officials, not the people in power that give direction to the country, but the people of the nation. The people are the recipients of the evil that's coming, that has already come. And now, these illegals, the restrictions of gun ownership for the people of America are being taken, but there's a reversal of policy. Those coming in illegally, they will be given gun rights. They will be able to own firearms, while the people that live here, have lived here lawfully, gun rights are restricted and are going to be, the guns eventually will be verboten. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be right back.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Yes, the times have changed. Time has come today. When we lawfully have been given the rights to own firearms, those rights are taken away from us, and the criminals that come over the border are given the rights to own firearms. This is what Isaiah stated, calling good evil, evil good, sweet sour, sour sweet. So everything has been reversed. What was a God-fearing country is now a country where the nation has lost its way and is embracing witchcraft, embracing evil, abandoning conscience. Time has come today, and this is exactly what Christ said would happen in the decade before his return. There wouldn't be rumors of wars, but we're still having rumors of additional wars in Ukraine. There will be signs in the heavens. We have the great second solar eclipse on the coming here in April, the 8th. The big X across the United States. The first solar eclipse during the Trump administration, during a time of peace. The second crossing puts the big X on the United States of America, indicating America is now in the state of judgment by God. People, it's before the eyes of the people in this country, but it's hard to imagine that God will allow this kind of evil to come upon a once Christian nation. Well, the Christians in this nation, we have lost our way also. We at one time were salt, but we lost our killing ability. We were light, but now the light that we have isn't enough to direct us in the way that we are to go. We have become an apostate Christian church and churches in America. When there's that vacuum, darkness will come in, evil will come, and judgment will follow. Madness is international. Madness is throughout the world. Out of Russia, this was Zero Hedge, Tyler Durden today. Russian intelligence alleged that France is preparing a military contingent of 2,000 troops to be deployed on the ground in Ukraine. The claims made by director of the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service, Sergei Naryshkin, yesterday on Tuesday, this was picked up by the international headlines. He makes a statement. The current leadership of the country of France does not care about the deaths of ordinary French people or about the concerns of the generals. According to information coming to the Russian SVR, a contingent to be sent to Ukraine is already being prepared. About 2,000 troops. This is madness. Macron, he is a pilgrim society directed individual, and he is deceived. I cannot say that he's deceived. He's not deceived. He is following orders. Emmanuel Macron. God with us, Macron. Well, God help the French people for Macron's plans. It is going to be a priority, going to be a priority target for attacks by the Russian armed forces. This means that France will suffer the fate of all the French who have ever come to Russia with a sword. The past months have seen instances where Moscow claims, and the claims are legitimate, that it took out French mercenaries in Kharkiv. But Ukraine nor France verified what Russia has stated. But Russia says that it is a priority to dismiss these 2,000 plus French military operatives from duty in this world. They're going to be dismissed. They're going to get the flu. They're going to get the Russian flu. They're going to cease to exist. He didn't elaborate further or offer anything in the way of verification or proof. But it comes after French President, God with us, Macron, sparked fierce debate in Europe last month by telling allies they should not rule out sending Western troops to Ukraine. Well, any troops that are sent to Ukraine will get the Russian flu. All the Ukrainian troops that have been sent, half a million, and more than half a million wounded that will never recover from their injuries caused by the invasion or by the war with Russia. On Monday, European Council President Charles Michel called for Europe to shift to a war economy mode in response to Russia's war in Ukraine. He says, if we do not get the EU's response right and do not give Ukraine enough support to stop Russia, we are next. We must therefore be defense ready and shift to a war economy mode, Michael stated. Well, this is continued madness. Continued madness. But you see, people that are insane, they don't understand that they're insane, that they're mad, that they are psychologically dysfunctional, that they have some form of psychological problem. Now, so we find out that the United States, the not President Biden, we find out from Breitbart News that Biden has told Israel that there is going to be a temporary port, wink, wink, off the coast of Gaza. And here's what happens. Biden is going to allow a Hamas-linked contractor to build the pier. Oh, that's wise. The Biden administration is reportedly preparing to allow a Hamas-linked contractor to participate in the construction of the floating port that the United States military is preparing to build off the coast of Gaza to deliver humanitarian aid. The report comes from Baruch Yadid, the Arab Affairs correspondent for Channel 14 in Israel. He reports the Biden administration has asked Qatar to finance the project. Qatar agreed with a condition, always a condition, that the project be performed by the Al-Hissi company, a company with close ties to Hamas, which has been the primary contractor within Gaza under Hamas rule. Okay, so then you're going to most likely allow this company, Al-Hissi, who most likely put in the electrical grid and the water projects and possibly was instrumental in the underground tunnel network. I would have to assume that tunnel network needed contractors, intelligent individuals that had capability to build tunnels and put in power and put in bathrooms, put in potable water, and dirty water extraction from the tunnels, and to build sizable conference centers in the tunnels, underneath hospitals, underneath migrant camps, schools, centers, business centers, under UN aid facilities. So they're going to allow this Al-Hissi to be involved. And Biden promised that there's not going to be any American boots on the ground for the project, leaving open the possibility that Palestinian contractors would handle the task of ferrying goods from pier to the facility on shore that could receive containers. So then, Israel is going to check all of the items coming in Cyprus. The boats will be shipped to this little port. And then from there, everything will be transported on shore and delivered to the people that need the help, the food. And there won't be any Hamas interference. It doesn't make sense. But this is the way it's done. Like I have stated, the United States, this administration, they are not going to allow, they're going to hinder Israel from being totally victorious in Gaza. America needs Hamas. The administration needs Hamas. They are needed. They are American. They are American operatives placed where they're needed when the U.S. expects them to be there.
Hey, everybody. We are
Lady Antebellum.
When we started out in Nashville, we never imagined what we were going to be able to achieve. We got here because we worked together and had each other's backs.
In America, we have the privilege of being a diverse society made up of people from all kinds of backgrounds. And that's a big part of what makes this country such a great place to live.
When we put aside our differences and work together, there is no challenge too great to overcome. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Air Force.
Don't miss this week's Swamp Fight when I'll be joined by Colorado State Representative Ron Weinberg and U.S. Congresswoman Lauren Boebert. That's Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360. Don't miss it.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
9/11. The Podesta emails, Epstein Island, Hunter's laptop, the 2020 stolen election. What truths are they hiding? Find out this and more on Just Informed Talk Radio, weekdays from 7 to 9 a.m.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small.
Monday through Friday, from 2 to 3, the Present Truth program. Sundays from 9 to noon, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And these podcasts and the hosts on the station are on 1360khnc.com podcast section. And programs are streamed always. One thing that I guess studying this war in Israel, it is a war that is in the Bible. It's a regional war. It's at this point, it is kind of limited, like a forest fire. There's a section of the forest that is on fire, but eventually the fire is going to take over, in this analogy, the full region. This fire is going to expand into the West Bank within Israel. It's already begun. The conflict in Lebanon is going to continue, grow. It's going to continue into Syria, also into present-day Jordan. And what is missing, we're watching things on a physical level. We're watching bombs. We're watching missiles, conflict bullets, in fighting in the Gaza. But in the Psalm chapter 83, it talks about this war. And it's a war of Israel against relatives and against hostile nations. It's a complete picture of what is happening and what is going to happen in the region. And it even goes so deep, Psalm 83, that it also talks about a conflict not in the natural realm only, but in the spiritual realm, in the realm of demons and fallen angels. Psalm 83 talks about the gods that these nations serve and worship. Damascus isn't in Psalm 83. Damascus is a separate prophecy. And there are prophecies in in Isaiah chapter 17, in Amos, I think it's chapter 1, in another book, I want to say Zephaniah. But it talks about a war where God destroys the spiritual entities that are worshipped. Now in Damascus, there's the god, Haman god, and this is a god that they worship. It's the god of fire. And this god of fire, it says, is going to be punished. And the people that worship this god in Damascus are going to be destroyed forever. And they're going to be destroyed by the god that they worship, fire. Damascus is going to be destroyed by fire. In Jordan, you have the families which are related to the Jewish people, Ammon and Moab, the sons of Lot, and they worship their idols. And it said God is going to punish the gods that they worship. And then Esau, to the southern part of Jordan, it says that the children of Esau, Jacob's brother in Edom, they also worship their idols. And those idols are going to be destroyed. And the gods that they worship are going to be made powerless. And these gods will not save them from the punishment that God brings upon them. Now, the Philistines were an ancient people that lived, just so happens to be, right in that land of Gaza. and the Philistines worshiped the gods of war, of death. Well, what is going to kill and take out these Hamas terrorists in the land of the Philistines that worship the gods of death and war? Death and war. And God says that these powers, these idols, and the gods that they worship are also going to be judged. And in Psalm 83, it says that Israel is going to occupy and control Gaza. The world is going to scream. They're going to have a tantrum. They are going to revolt, protest, become violent. But it doesn't matter. Israel is going to win the victory in Hamas. And in the invisible world, these children, the Philistines, have been protected by their gods. And the main god that they worship, which we would know referred to as the devil, but the devil will not be able to protect them. God is going to destroy the gods that these people worship and remove these individuals that are at war with God and at war with the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. They are going to be completely, all of the army, the whole army of Hamas, they're either going to die or they're going to be captured, and they're going to be moved to another area out of the conflict zone, and they will be released at a later date to continue their war with the Jewish people. And guess who's going to back them? Would it be Bolivia? Or no? It will be the United States of America. I'm telling you the truth. As time goes, as we move and watch things develop, it'll come to pass. Rick Rodriguez.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844 and mention KHNC for a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Y-Refi for a while now. Y-Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compounded, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
So, like I said, as things develop, you're going to see that what I'm telling you is going to come to pass. Not because I'm saying it. I'm telling you what is in the Bible. I'm telling you what Christ, his apostles, and his prophets stated would happen in the decade before Christ returns. There would be a war in the Middle East. It would be a regional war, followed by an expanded war in the region to the north with Russia and Iran, Turkey, and northern Africa, Ethiopia, Libya. Then there would be an expansion of the war after the Russian war, where Russia is destroyed. There would be an expansion. It would be an international war where a great nation that I'll call the monster will go to war with all of the nations of the world that will not go along with American or with the agenda of the final president of the United States of America. And the nations are going to begin to cease trading with the great empire. Economically, with just trade. Militarily, they will resist the desires of complete world hegemony. And there'll be nothing left except for the leaders, like the people that want the empire to be protected at all cost. One of the biggest proponents, the biggest barkers, is a guy by the name of Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham, he has been serving the gods of America, and he knows that America is under attack by Russia, China, and all of the nations in this new BRICS philosophy. The philosophy is simply, do not use American dollars. Secondly, trade amongst yourselves with your own currencies. Thirdly, do not sell anything. Do not build, create anything, manufacture anything, and sell it to America for American dollars. Basically, isolate America out of a new world system. The New World Order that has been in process, there are people that have been putting it together, have been building it. The New World Order plan has failed. And what has happened is Russia and China birthed another order. It's a new international order. And the new international order is the great enemy of the globalist West world order. The globalist West world order that has basically, to some degree, controlled the world for the last, since the World War II, has lost its ability to control everything now because of technology and because the other nations have been strangled to be slaves to empires' desires. Well, they have decided they want to be free. And the only way to be free is to be part of, to be members of the BRICS plus nations. There are 11. There's going to be 20 plus at the end of this year. America, Lindsey Graham, this administration, the Rhino Republicans, this is a threat to all of their power. And Lindsey Graham knows it. Lindsey Graham's, what, right around 70? He's just a young man. He thinks that once America gets this control of the world, he's wealthy already. But he wants even more wealth, and he wants to retain the power that he has. One, Mitch McConnell really doesn't want to step down. He loves the power. The power is more important than the money. He loves the power. But he's being forced to vacate his throne because he's been told, your time is over, and if you won't go along with the program, maybe one of your other sister-in-laws will die. The youngest of his wife's sisters, Angela, died here on the 12th of February. And it could be that Mitch was sent to, well, I believe he was sent a message. Time to go away, Mitch. You're a danger. You're a danger to the CCP. You're a danger to the globalists of the West that are working with the CCP. And we want to put somebody else in to replace you that doesn't have a target on his back. So Mitch McConnell, he also is part of the monster, part of the system that is losing power internationally. They don't like it. I'll be back in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts. We are located in Loveland at the Orchard Shopping Center. I just wanted to let you know, not only do we fix and repair and build computers, we also have a great lineup of security camera systems. In today's world, we need every advantage we can get when it comes to security. Call us at 970-203-0696 or find us at PCsandParts.com. That's 970-203-0696 or PCsandParts.com.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The Dad Joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have anybody to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
Okay, well, to finish out the program, I'll just go back to talking about the port, the temporary port being built off the coast of Gaza. Now, another thing, too, is Israel is fighting for its existence, and what is not known is that there is an oil reserve off the coast. There's one up further north in the Mediterranean off the coast of Lebanon. It is called, the field is called Leviathan. It is a massive deposit of gas and oil. There's also a gas deposit off the coast of Gaza. Israel will not allow that port or that field to be developed by Hamas. There's no way. That would be suicide, another way to suicide yourself as a nation. Israel's not going to allow it. So for the United States to tell Israel, we're going to build this temporary port and we are going to allow a Hamas company to build, this is madness. But for the Israeli people, the Jewish people, for the people that support Israel, 80 plus percent of the people in this country support what's happening with Israel protecting itself from these terrorists, from these murderers. Israel will win this victory. Israel will take over present-day Jordan. The people in that area will be moved out. The great percentage, they will go elsewhere. And Israel, according to Psalm 83, God says that there will be those people in the Arab family that he knows, and God says that he will protect them, the women and the children. But God made it clear that the enemies, the murderers, the army, they will die on the battlefield. And this is what Psalm 83 is very clear about. God will protect the women and those that need to be protected. But the army, the soldiers, the terrorists, the murderers, those committing the true genocide, they themselves will be destroyed. They will die on the battlefield. They will be buried in the tunnels. And their remains won't be discovered. They'll be buried there forever. In fact, there was one of the top Hamas leaders just this week, in the last week. They detonated and killed three or four leaders And the one that they're looking for, they haven't been able to locate him because I don't think he exists. I think that the earth is upon his head and they're not going to dig him out. We'll visit tomorrow. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps. And our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.